Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. South Korean electronics major LG Electronics may soon shut its mobile communication business as its tentative plans for sale failed to materialize. LG's discussions with two potential companies, Germany's Volkswagen AG and Vietnam's Vingroup, on the possible sale of the smartphone business fell apart. Now, LG is likely to opt for pulling the plug on its phone business instead of searching for more candidates. Kishore Biyani's future group companies are in the last leg of their survival battle as the suspension of insolvency and bankruptcy code is going to end on March 31st. The group companies, which have outstanding debt of around Rs 17,000 crore, are in negotiations with the banks for one-time restructuring of loans. While the banks are yet to finalize the repayment reliefs, the group companies are worried about the non-bank lenders and operational creditors who can also take the companies to the bankruptcy court post-March. The government has asked state and union territory governments to increase the gap between two doses of Serum Institute's vaccine Covishield to 6 to 8 weeks instead of the practiced interval of 4 to 6 weeks. The centre said that immunity is enhanced if the second dose is administered after a gap of 6 to 8 weeks instead of the current gap of 28 days. The decision was taken on the basis of recommendations by two expert panels. Delhi government yesterday announced that it will reduce legal drinking age to 21 years. The current legal drinking age is 25 years. Additionally, the government stated that it will close all government liquor stores. This announcement comes as the Arvind Kejriwal-helmed AAP government made a slew of changes to the excise policy of Delhi. Police in Boulder, Colorado reported an active shooter at a grocery store on Monday, and aerial footage broadcast live from the scene by local media showed a bloodied man being escorted away in handcuffs and loaded into an ambulance. The Twitter alert from police said the incident unfolded at a King Supers grocery store in the Table Mesa area of Boulder, a city at the eastern foot of the Rockies, about 28 miles northwest of Denver. The global count of deaths from COVID-19 is rising again in a span of 6 weeks, said a top World Health Organization expert on the coronavirus pandemic. The rise in global COVID-19 related deaths is followed by an increase in the active cases for the fifth straight week. WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan acknowledged the urge among the people in many places to emerge from pandemic restrictions. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye and have a good day.